Good morning and welcome to the Raider Wrap for this Saturday, May 20th. We are going to have some awesome weather, it looks like, here over the next couple of days. That, of course, is of if the weather predictors actually got their game on. Looks like today we're going to have plenty of sunshine, a high of near 71 with some beautiful light southwest winds. And then for tonight, mostly clear, cooling off to around 49. And then on Sunday, sunny skies and a high near 75. Those south-southwest winds will turn around a little bit and head up of the northeast. And then for Sunday night, mostly clear and a low of around 53. Monday looks much of the same, sunny skies and a high of 77. So plenty of sunshine to look ahead for the next couple of days. So I hope you really, really get out and enjoy your weekend. Speaking of which, we got a really nice program for you here today. We hope to be talking to the boys' tennis assistant coach, Mark Walensky, the Walleye, as they call him, along with boys' baseball, Josh Spitzak, will join us on the program today as well. And they are on a tear. They are currently in first place, and they are doing an outstanding job with 5 out of the last 6 games have been coming through shutouts, an amazing thing. Evan Lowe will get us up to date on what's happening with the Raiders scoreboard. And with no further ado, then let us kick it over to Mark Walensky. Good morning, as always. Welcome back to the program. Mark Walensky, the Walleye, joins us here on the Raider Wrap for kind of a recap of the tennis team and everything. How's everything going there, Mark? How's life?
Well, Jimmy, we've had a very productive season. We're nearing the end as we go along. Of course, weather's been a big issue for us. It always is in the spring in Minnesota. But the kids have really responded well to the practice time, to their match play and things like that. We've had some really solid performances across the board. Some of the young kids are really, really doing well and really impressing Marty and I. And we are hoping to peak at the end with our sectional tournament.
So I know that when I talked to Marty last, it's like one of those deals where you had a lot of, like you said, young players coming in and some players that didn't have a lot of experience. So overall, have you seen a steady improvement with everyone? And also with that, I know that he was talking about trying to figure out who the singles should be, who the doubles should be, how to stack them up against each other in tournaments. Overall, how would you say or how would you rate the tennis team?
Yeah, well, right now we've got, Jimmy, we don't have any seniors on this team. It's a great bunch of juniors, but no seniors this year. And we're led by a young man by the name of Blake Simon. He will have, this is his second year playing singles up there for us, and he's played number one all the way through, really solid. He's a good, solid athlete and has a great attitude, very coachable. Number two is a eighth grader, Carter Borowski, and what a talented young man he is. I look forward to, well, we all look forward to years ahead with him because he is a very talented young man and does well. Third singles, one of our veterans, again a junior, Jackson Heschen, is doing all he can and winning a lot of matches. Number four is a young man named Theo Mank. Now, he's come on towards the end of the season. He wasn't playing much varsity early on, but he has really shown a lot of improvement and has earned a spot at number four singles and is doing quite well for us at that point. Additionally, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Jimmy, but doubles teams of Joe Grant and Ruben Mank at number one doubles have really done well. They had a great match down in Mankato, upset their number one team, which was a great victory for us down there. Number two, we've got Parker Sneary, who is about as nice a guy as you'd want to meet. As a junior, we have him paired up with Elias Bankston, who's a seventh grader. And Parker has mentored Elias along the way. Gosh, they really have fun playing out there. It's great to watch them. Third doubles, at this point in time, we have Dyson McBroom and Kyle Bulfer. We've the eighth grader and a ninth grader at third doubles. and they're holding their own against Mayo and some of those stronger teams, Mayo, Century, Owatonna. It's tough to do anything, but those guys withstood the test, and although they lost in those dual matches, they showed a lot of character, a lot of poise, and we were very proud of their results.
Very good. So that brings us to last week. Last week, we had the Big Nine Conference Showdown. So I know that Marty had been sending me little tidbits of information along the day about the first team, second team, losing in the first round, second round, advancing to here and there, everywhere. The tournament is obviously over. So where did the Raiders end up in that Big Nine, and how did they perform?
Well, like usual, we were kind of right in the middle of the pack. It was, again, very challenging with the Rochester schools, Owatonna. Actually, we had a couple very bright spots. So Jackson Hessian at third singles won the consolation championship. He did a heck of a job. We were very proud of him. And Theo Mank at number four singles was runner-up in the consolation of the Big Nine tournament. So we're very proud of those guys. And it's worked in, the consolation is kind of a feed-in format. And, you know, when you lose, you go into the consolations, work your way back out. So they had to play a few matches to get where they did and find success for us.
Well, I do know that Hessian was on our Meet the Raider last week.
Yeah.
And quite
great kid.
That interview was amazing. He was a very mature young man, had some really great insight, just some good life experience, and I could see where he's a team captain.
Yeah, there's no question about Jackson. He is as solid as the day is long. Here's a good story for you about Jackson too. We were down at Century last night, as a matter of fact, and Jackson had played his third singles match, unfortunately lost to a very strong Century player, but he volunteered to play a exhibition doubles with another member of our team, Gabriel Navarro, Fisher Navarro. And here it is about 5:30, quarter to six. His mom is there, and one of the other guys says, hey, Jackson has to get back to town because he's got a band concert at 7. And so needless to say, we yanked him off the court and said, you're out of here. Get back for that band concert. But he was game, and he is always interested in helping the kids that are working their way up. He's just a great man of character, and we're lucky to have him.
So this past week, you also went down to Century, I believe it was. So I believe... because of the Big Nine and everything like that, it's crazy how this season, how it started with all the snow and crazy weather, and then now you've compacted all of this in, and it looks like the singles is now coming up, so the Raiders won't really be advancing in the sections. Is that correct?
Yeah, team-wise, unfortunately, with our loss yesterday against Century, the team is done now. Century moves on in our Section 1 tournament. They play, I believe, Lakeville North. And in the other bracket, it's going to be Owatonna versus Mayo. In all likelihood, it'll be Mayo versus Century for the section championship. And, of course, the winner of that goes on to the state team tournament.
So where does that leave the Raiders? The singles matchups, and how does that work?
Well, we've got the individuals coming up next week. And so there is a sectional individual tournament starting on Tuesday. For us, it's up in Lakeville. And each team is allowed two entrants in the singles draw and two doubles teams in the doubles draw. So we'll probably, we've got our top two singles guys, Blake, Simon, and Carter Borowski, going in the singles draw, and we're not quite sure who's going to end up playing in the doubles draw yet for Northfield. But at this point in time, it's the individual tournament for the Section 1 playoffs that we're going to be looking forward to next week.
So who all gets to participate? Is it just the top guys, or are you going to switch them around? Are you going to put a double guy playing singles or a single guy playing doubles, or what are you going to do with that?
Well, I tell you what, Jimmy, we let the kids decide that.
Really?
If they have issues trying to figure out who should be playing who, sure, we'll offer our 2 cents worth there. But this is the kid's deal, and this is the individual time for them to show what they have and what they want to do. Whoever we put out there will be capable and certainly have the opportunity to prove themselves on the court. As I said, we're going to have singles guys, you know, who are good, better in singles in the singles draw, and we'll have doubles players who played throughout the year going into the doubles tournament, and we'll just have to see how it goes. It's going to be a challenge for them, but they like that. They like that a lot.
So when is that, next week?
Yep, Tuesday we play at Lakeville North High School. We start at 9 a.m., and it's single elimination, so the guys will be playing as long as as long as they win. They go as far as the semis, and then the semifinals and the finals we played on Wednesday this next week at Lakeville North.
Okay. Well, we wish them luck, of course. I'm sure you'll be coaching them from the sidelines, right?
We'll do all we can. You know, in spite of Marty and I, those kids still do pretty good.
That's yeah, excellent. Well, I got to ask you. I mean, they call you the walleye. So how was opener?
You know, I haven't won a line yet this year.
Oh, no.
There's this darn game I'm involved in called tennis.
Oh,
that keeps me in the dry land. but I'm looking forward to it.
Well, let's see. Wasn't it Sunday? Wasn't it last Sunday?
Or is it? Yeah, this past Saturday, actually.
But you didn't.
It's always the Saturday before Mother's Day that the Minnesota season opens, and I missed it. We had the Big Nine tournament.
Yeah, you had the Big Nine tournaments. Bummer. Well,
I've got some catching up to do, and maybe there's still a few left out there for me.
There might be one or two, I was told.
Yeah.
So, well, Mark, I appreciate you taking some time and talking to us about the tennis team. Good luck to you. Good luck to the team. And let's keep you out of the boat for another couple of weeks. How about that?
I like it, Jimmy. I'm okay with that. We're going to go. Go Raiders. Thanks
go
a
Raiders.
Lot, Jimmy.
All righty. That is, of course, Mark Wilinski, the assistant coach to the boys' tennis team. We've got more coming up for you. Hopefully, we're going to get Josh Spitzak, the baseball coach. And what an outstanding season they have had. They opened up the season. They were 3-4 on the season. Now they're in first place in the Big Nine. They've won like 10 in a row. They are on fire. They have literally shut out, I believe, 5 out of the 6 last games have been shut out. So hopefully we're going to get Josh on the phone and get talking to him. You're listening to the Raider Rap right here on 95.1, the 1 KYMN. We'll be right back.
Community banking at its best. Whether you are looking to improve your financial future, planning to buy a new home, or considering a mortgage, Heritage Bank in Northfield can help. Our ability to make decisions locally provides you the highest level of service at competitive rates. Your finances and home are important to you, and having a staff that you can trust makes all the difference. We make banking easy with real estate specialists and loan officers ready to help you. Stop by Heritage Bank on Highway 3 or contact us at heritagebankmn.com and see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can help you build your future.
And welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on this Saturday, May the 20th. Joining us this morning is the head baseball coach, the first-year head baseball coach, Josh Spitzak. And Josh, the last time we talked was probably 5 weeks ago, I think, something like that, 5-6 weeks ago. You guys, I don't think you may have had a game, and it was really you're trying to kind of figure out where everything was at. I think you were 3-4 on the season at that time, or something like that, to start out the season, and then something happened. This team has absolutely exploded. What was it, 10, 11 in a row now?
Yeah, tonight was number 11. It's been a fun few weeks, that's for sure.
So 11 in a row, 5 out of the last 6 have been shutouts. That is got to be amazing.
Yeah, we've been pretty fortunate. You know, our starting pitching, we knew it was going to be good. We started the season, but these last few weeks, we haven't even had to use our bullpen very much. Our starters have been just on every game, and defense is playing great behind them, so that makes a big difference. But the starters are doing awesome.
there's been a pretty good amount of runs scored, too. So your offense must be doing pretty well.
Yeah, and you know, it seems like some of the games where we need the bats to step up, they do. And then other games, you know, that when the bats aren't there, then the pitching and the defense is there. So it's worked out well. You know, we talk a lot about our team and different guys stepping up every game, and it seems like that's just been happening in the last few weeks.
So it's not just like one or two guys; it's literally they all share the wealth.
When we look at games afterwards, you know, we always kind of say like, hey, there was a couple really big plays, and it might be a big hit, or it might be somebody on the base paths just making a hustle play. And in those situations, it does seem like we get, different guys stepping up each night.
Now that you're the first year head coach and you've had an opportunity, I know you've seen these kids before, but now as a head coach, what have you liked? What have you seen from some of your players that maybe, they improved from last year, or maybe, somebody who has really stepped up and shown some great improvements?
Sure. When we started, we talked about, our culture and how we practice, how we carry ourselves on and off the field. And, I do feel like we've gotten some great leadership. Our captains, Spencer Melgren, Tyler Hughes, and Gabe Sawyer have done a great job. But we have other, leaders on the team that, continue to hold everybody accountable, and I think that makes a big difference. That they see that we have the talent, and but they see the importance of continuing to stay focused all season long.
Thursday night, you won 6-5, I believe, in a close one, a nail biter. So talk to me about that one. Was that okay? So you just come off of 10 in a row, and here in game number 11, and I'm sure the confidence is there. Right? I mean, they got to be confident. You win 10 in a row like that, you got to be feeling good about yourself. How did the game shape up for that 6-5 victory?
Yeah, the confidence is something we talk about. Guys are believing in each other, and that's contagious. And, we started off, actually, they got the lead first, which, like you said, it hasn't happened a lot lately. But then we bounced back and put up a couple runs, and actually got a pretty good lead, but then I think it was good for us. We got challenged a little bit. They put up three runs in the fourth, so all of a sudden now it's a 4-4 game, and we had guys step up. Tegan Melgren came in relief, and the last three innings shut them down, and he actually had the big game-winning hit to give us the lead too. So there's another situation. He's kind of been one of those, he's been a reliever, kind of waiting for opportunities, and he stepped up tonight. So
with that said, so you guys are still in first place in the Big Nine. So obviously a goal at this point, and maybe at the beginning of the season you had it as a possible goal, but now you're right there. Your sights are on this thing.
Yeah. You always talk about those goals at the beginning of the season, and it's always, I think every team has that as something they strive for. And when we started off 3-4, we met and we said, hey, if we're going to do this, we got to go on a run. And they've responded. And it's, something that they've continued to, see, like, hey, if we just keep doing what we're doing, we'll put ourselves in a position at the end. And I think they're pretty excited for Monday, just that they have a chance to do something special.
I believe that one against Century, that was out at Seckler Park. So what's the difference between playing at Seckler and at the high school?
The atmosphere out at Seckler is pretty fun. It's usually you get some bigger crowds because there's other games going on out here. And tonight was awesome. We had NYBA, our youth night. And so we had tons of our youth players out on the field with us before the game. And then they stuck around and cheered for us. So it was a great environment tonight. And, the guys enjoy playing in front of those crowds.
Well, it is, of course, Monday. We'll have a doubleheader against Rochester Mayo. And I'm looking back at here, let's see, John Marshall a couple of times, Century. I don't think you've played Mayo yet, have you?
Nope, this will be the first, you know, we play a doubleheader Monday, so first time we see them. We're supposed to play in the first game of the year in a doubleheader, but obviously that one got postponed.
And it looks like pretty much, I mean, from the Big Nine total, the overall they're 13-3, they're 10-2. In the Big Nine, but you haven't had an opportunity, but they're right there. So what do you know about Mayo?
We knew going into the season they'd be one of the top teams. They've got really good pitching staff, you know, they've been successful the last couple years. So we knew that they'd be right there, and it's just, you know, I think the guys are, like I said, they're pumped for a chance on Monday, and we know we'll be seeing a good team.
If you, I think yes. Obviously, if you do, you know what happens if you split? Will there be a tie there, or what do you know about that?
Well, they're playing tonight, Thursday night, so we'll see how that game ends up, and then they still have a doubleheader Saturday against Mankato West. So a lot will depend on how they do in those games. I know if they win those three, then I think we'll have to beat them twice on Monday. But if they lose one, then I think, you know, a split might mean we share it, I think is how it would work out.
Yeah, it looks like they beat Rochester John Marshall on Thursday, and then they got a doubleheader on Saturday and another doubleheader against you guys on Monday. So it basically, yeah, you have to find out what happens, you know, this Saturday against Mankato West. So I guess it all kind of comes down to that. But either way, you guys are in contention and have a shot for the Big Nine. So what are you going to do with the kids to kind of get them ready for that? Are you going to settle them down? Are you going to change the environment? Are you going to do a little walkthrough on Monday? What's the plan? Or do you have one yet?
I mean, we during this, you know, the streak here the last few weeks, we talked about, we don't want to change anything. We just keep you know, practices, we kind of keep the same routine, but always talk about staying focused and making sure we get our work in, and then Monday we'll keep the same routine as far as you know, how we prepare for the game, and just, you know, we don't want to change anything and try to do anything different. So
I forgot how deep your senior class is this year. How many seniors are on it?
We had 12 on our roster.
Okay, so you've got a lot of guys that'll probably be heading out at the end of the year. So this is the last hurrah for those guys.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's a great group. Like I said, some good leadership, and you know, coming in as a coach first year here, I really appreciate how they've handled everything this year, and you know, helps when you got a good group that and kind of show the younger guys, you know, the right way to do things. So that helps.
Well, you're obviously doing something right, because these guys are catching on. And like you said, their confidence is great. They've won 11 in a row. So let's see if we can keep this going on Monday. The first game is at 4 o'clock. Second game is scheduled for 6 o'clock. Do the times run pretty consistent to about 2 hours a game?
You know, for the most part, I usually double headers. That second game is more like 6:30, but, yeah, it's right around there.
Okay. Well, it is at the Northfield High School on Monday night. So come on out, people. Let's cheer for our Northfield Raiders. They're on top of it. They got an opportunity to win the Big Nine. They could use a little pat on the back and a little, clapping and some applause from our fans for sure. So, Josh, thank you so much for joining me. Good luck to you. Good luck to the Raiders, and, you know, good luck Monday night.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
All righty. That is head coach Josh Spitzak of the boys baseball team here this morning on this morning's Raider Wrap. We'll be joining Liz Campbell coming up in Meet the Raider, and we'll get you all up to date on what's happening with the Raider scoreboard. All that and more, it's all coming your way right here on 95.1 The One KYMN. We'll be right back.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
The best scores on the days that it's actually snowing or there's rain directly blowing in your face is actually pretty amazing. Always says, who can shoot a 25? And that's probably just the best thing that makes my day. It's because he puts that image in your head of, hey, like, I can do this. I need to believe in myself.
And good morning. Welcome back to Meet the Raider, the number one youth-led Northfield sports radio show hosted by yours truly, Liz Campbell. Today, we are talking about Northfield's clay trap shooting team with Captain Jaden Schultz. Thank you for joining me today.
Of course, thank you for having me.
So, Jaden, you're a junior.
Yep.
How has the past year of being a junior been for you?
It's been really well. It's kind of bittersweet to see it go because I'll be a senior next year, meaning I'll be leaving my team behind too, which is kind of hard. But I think it's been going pretty well. Not a lot of homework. It's all been good. I'm just excited for summer.
Yeah. People do say that junior year is one of the hardest years. There's a big conspiracy around that. Mm-hmm. Would you say that's true?
Parts of it, maybe, yeah. I feel like more towards January, I had a lot of homework. Kind of stressed, but it's okay. But I feel like it depends on what classes you are in, what level of like AP if you're taking that, and you know, all that stuff all kind of plays into the fact. But otherwise, just AP tests or ACT, I think that's kind of what people worry about the most.
Yeah.
I think it's okay.
Did you take any APs this year?
Yeah, I did take AP World, and I had that AP test, which was pretty good, I'd say.
So. Yeah. And did you take the ACT as well?
I did. That one went nice, I think. The pre-ACT that I took sophomore year really helps.
That's
really
good.
Really ready me for that. But otherwise, yeah, I think it went pretty good.
Would you recommend the pre-ACT to other people?
I would. I feel like it really gives you a groove and like an image of what's going to come your junior year.
That's good. And kind of diving in to clay target shooting, how many years have you been in the sport?
I've been shooting since sixth grade, and it will be my fifth year this year, my sixth my senior year, so it's been pretty good.
And what kind of led you to join the team?
I grew up with my grandpa shooting all the time. We go shoot pumpkins in the pasture, tomatoes, you know, whoever had the better aim and everything, but started with BB guns, worked our way up to 12 gauge, and especially going hunting too. I kind of found a love and passion, not even kind of through the sport, but also my grandpa helped me lead me to that.
And what do you enjoy most about it?
I think the family aspect of the team. I think it's fun getting to go down and do a very unique sport that I don't think a lot of people really recognize, but being able to like go down every Sunday and shoot with your family is just awesome.
And to anyone thinking about joining the team, what advice would you give them?
I say just try it. It might be a little scary at first, but it's like a sport that you'll learn and you'll have forever. You can teach your kids, your grandkids, all that. So it's like, it's not like any other sport, I would say. And I think it's just fun. You just got to try it.
And how has the season gone for you so far?
It's been doing great. I think my average was around a 22, which is pretty good for me. I shot a 24, I think, last weekend, which was definitely one of my highlights.
Yeah.
It's out of 25, so I only missed one target. And I think just overall, it's just been a blessing to be even on the team and a captain, too.
Yeah. And can you kind of lead our listeners through what trap shooting looks like practices and competitions?
So every Sunday around 2 o'clock is when our first squad shoots, and a squad is five people. So there's five stations in a house that you're about 15 yards, 20 yards in front of. I don't want to get that wrong, so sorry if I'm wrong, but five stations, and you each shoot five targets at each station, and then you rotate. It's out of 25, like I said, and you come down every Sunday. It's at Morristown. Not too far from here, and it's only Sundays, too, which is nice. It's easy for everybody.
Not every day after school driving all that way.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously, you have opportunities to go practice on your own. We go to Minneapolis Gun Club, but Morristown is open on Thursdays, too.
Yeah.
So we come down, especially I do with some of my friends, and go shoot, just practice, just get better. But, yeah.
Yeah. And what do competitions look like? Do you compete against other schools?
Yes. So every week, every school shoots that week, any day between Monday and Sunday. And at the end of the week, that school adds up their team scores. And then we compare them to other people in our conference. So I think Prior Lake, I believe Prior Lake is topped ranked right now. And we could be third or fourth.
And so you guys are a part of Big Nine Conference and the school and everything?
I believe so. I feel like, I don't know if it's necessarily Big Nine, but I know right. that there are different conferences in between that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But it is through the school. It's not a club kind of thing.
Yep.
Nice.
Exactly.
What are you looking forward to for the rest of this year, whether it be trap or just in general?
My goal is to go to the state tournament, which is like Minnesota State, like the actual state tournament. So everybody goes to the championship or has the opportunity to go to a championship, which no matter your average, whatever you shoot, you go. It's a great opportunity. Definitely would recommend doing that. You get to learn and shoot against a whole bunch of different schools at the same time, too. And then the tournament I would like to go to, that's like if you get top, you know, I don't know how many kids they take, but either you can go individually or your squad can go. So five people can go to that if they shoot so many targets together as a team.
Yeah, so you can qualify as a squad or individually.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. And since we are only a couple weeks away from summer, do you have any summer plans yet?
I have a lot of volleyball camps going on, so that would be definitely fun to get back involved with that sport. And then probably just continue to shoot, especially with some of the seniors that are going to be leaving.
Yeah. And are you involved in any other activities besides trap?
So volleyball, I play that in the fall.
Right.
And then skeet shooting, I also have been doing, which is very fun.
Yes. And can you kind of explain the difference between trap and skeet shooting?
Yeah, of course. So trap shooting, you're at five stations, one house right in front of you, and then you rotate. Well, skeet is two houses, one's a little bit taller than the other and one's a bit lower. And there's eight stations, a station in the middle where you're coming right across to you. And all the targets go across, you shoot singles and doubles. Doubles are at some stations other than others, but yeah.
And can you kind of explain what houses are?
So houses are the areas of where the like clay targets come out of, so.
Okay. And what would you say has been the highlight of your junior year so far?
I feel like the highlight has definitely just being able to have the experience of junior year, I guess. I feel like I said before, it comes with a lot of stress, but it's also very like, you know, you're in between your sophomore and senior, so you're about to leave, not quite, so it's just that in between. But otherwise, I think trap shooting, too, has been a blessing. I've continued to grow my strength in that sport, so I've been very thankful for that.
Do you have any post-high school plans yet?
I would like to attend UND, I'm not sure, but any colleges that take that sport that I'm looking at, which trap shooting and skeet, and then I'm not exactly sure what my career options are going to be. It's all across the board right now. So
you are looking to continue shooting?
Yes, absolutely.
And is that something that will be competitive
yeah.
in college?
Yeah.
Okay. And UND is something that does take that?
I believe so. I know Iowa State does do that. I believe they are forming a team down there. But I'll have to look into UND.
Is shooting a big thing in college?
I feel like sometimes it's definitely growing.
Yeah.
It's a sport that a lot of people don't know about, but also do know about. So it's kind of like on the edge of, you know, that big break, which is really exciting. So hopefully to be able to get that into other places would be awesome.
And like you said, it's been growing. How have you seen the Northfield team grow in the last couple years you've been here?
Of course. COVID year was a year I think we saw our biggest drop of kids, but we are continuing to grow. I think we have 115 kids on our team right now, so it's definitely getting up there.
Yeah. And how would you say the ratio between boys and girls is?
There's definitely more boys than girls, but as I look down into younger grades, I do see more girls rather than when I was shooting. I just remember being maybe five girls on the team.
Yeah.
But now we're getting up to bigger numbers, which is awesome.
And have you guys done any recruiting or anything like that? Or did the grow of people kind of come naturally?
I feel like the growth kind of comes naturally. Obviously, we post on Instagram, make like updates about it at school. But I don't know. I feel like it's a sport that people talk about with their friends. Like, hey, come down to the range. Come shoot. Come try this. It's really fun, you know.
For sure. You said we're kind of looking forward to the championship and things like that. But what is the biggest thing your team has achieved this season so far?
I think our team has been putting up really great scores. We've had terrible weather on Sundays, so to be able to actually put up the best scores on the days that it's actually snowing or there's rain directly blowing in your face is actually pretty amazing, pretty talented, if I do say. And I feel like just being able to come together as more as a team and like a family rather than just coming on the range saying, oh, hi, how are you? And then leaving. But it's actually like staying, having a great conversation and actually doing stuff outside of the Sunday that we're down there. It's been pretty awesome.
Yeah. And what would you say your biggest goal for the team is going to be?
I feel like my biggest goal is to go to the state tournament, even if it's just the squad. Last year we missed it by 2 targets, which is crazy. But so hopefully we'll get that this year. We have some pretty great top shooters who are shooting 25s, 50s, which is pretty awesome.
And who are some of those people?
Patrick Mergens, Frank Bolin, Hayden Kelly, Masek Sevic, a whole bunch of other people as well.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And you said that so far this year you've shot a 24,
yep.
And the 25 is the best score,
yep.
So you're a pretty good shooter too.
Thanks. These top shooters are shooting straight 50s, straight 25s, which is awesome. So
yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. If you're just tuning in with us on the Raider Wrap, we are meeting with clay trap shooting captain Jaden Schultz. And kind of leading up to the season, how did you prepare?
Definitely practice. I wish I would have practiced a little bit more than I did. I guess just practicing, that's all you really got to do. And you just got to get into that mental state of, hey, I can go out and I can shoot this 25. That's what our coach does. We all have meetings about 15 minutes before we shoot, and he always says, who can shoot a 25? And that's probably just the best thing that makes my day. It's because he puts that image in your head of, hey, like, I can do this. I need to believe in myself, so...
And what has been your favorite part of the season so far?
I think my favorite part, if I have to be honest, is probably shooting outside of the Sunday that is our competition. I like going down with some of my other captains and other friends and going down to shoot. But otherwise, on Sundays, we do a thing called shoot the hat or shoot the jersey. So basically, shoot the hat is if somebody, for the first time, it's a straight 25 in that like season. That's what happens for shoot the hat, and then shoot the jersey, the straight 50.
Nice.
That same day, yep.
And... what's different between a 15 and 25? Is that between skeet and trap? Or
so that's just in trap in general. So in trap, you shoot 2 rounds, 25 shells your first round, and then 25 shells your second round. So straight 25 is you shoot that 25 your first round, all of the targets are done, and then when you come back your second time, you shoot another 25. That's straight 50 that day.
Nice.
Yep.
Do you guys do any sort of team bonding or anything like that?
I actually just came from me and the other captains, which are Ava Miller, Maddie Sevic, Chase Beckius, and Patrick Mergens. We all just got done painting gun racks. So basically the ones that we have down at the range are kind of peeling the paint that haven't probably been on there for I don't know how many years. But we just got done repainting, making new ones. So that was pretty fun. And then team bonding has kind of been in the clubhouse, which is the house that we all go check in down at the range. And we all... if you get a 5x5, you get have pizza with your squad. It's just a whole bunch of just team stuff is going on down there every Sunday.
And with the range, do you guys have like your own section, or is it everyone shares and just has different time slots?
So there's 4 houses at the range, and then there's 4 squads that go on about every half an hour. And then different schools will shoot on different days. So
okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And does Northfield Schools just like pay or rent that out for you guys on Sundays?
I believe so. I know that Morristown has definitely... so they have other schools that come down too.
Yeah.
So, but I believe, yes, we do. We do.
Okay.
Our coach, like all the money that comes from signing up for trap shooting, all that... will go to the fees. Some of it will go to the fees of shooting.
Now. And you mentioned fundraising earlier. What does that look like?
So our fundraising is actually kind of neat. So we get tickets. Everybody gets 3 tickets. You can always come get more if you want. And we get prizes as well. So you sell that ticket for $10 to anybody you want, and their name gets in a raffle with a whole bunch of different prizes.
Nice. And so does that also kind of go towards the cost of Morristown?
Yes. And
nice.
Shells as well, because ammo has... in price.
For sure. So you all share guns, all share ammo,
so
all share the houses.
Bring your own gun.
Bring your own gun.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then everybody gets their own box of ammo, which is included in the fee.
Right.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And what would you say is your biggest role as captain?
I think my biggest role is paying back. Because I remember as a 6th grader, I was like looking up to my captains, realizing how much they would do. And I always wanted to put that back forward. I always wanted to be you didn't shoot the best today, that's okay. Like, forget about it, there's next week, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Just being a positive model
absolutely.
Like that. Currently, what is one thing you think the team needs to work on?
I feel like believing in ourselves, because like I said before, it's kind of a mentality of, okay, well, I can go out here and I can shoot, but if I miss this one target, then, you know, what if I miss more? But I feel like our whole team can do an awesome job. We just have to have that push and that fight to want that.
And is there anything that you right now are trying to work on personally?
I struggle with skeet. at the beginning of the year. I left the season last year doing pretty well, shooting 18s, 19s, which is pretty good for only my second year shooting. And I came into this start of the season not doing the best, getting lower scores than that. But the past, I'd say, 3 to 4 weeks, I've been improving, going to practice every other night, and I've been shooting 23s, 22s, even got a 24, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So.
And kind of diving into that, being positive and things like that, there's been a lot of awareness lately about mental health in athletes, specifically mm-hmm. student athletes. How do you think being a student athlete has affected your game, whether it be in trap or other sports or just mental health in general?
I think kind of with volleyball, if I'm going to go over to that sport real quick, I think having all the homework load and then having practice every day, which I love going to practice, totally fun. But I feel like the homework on top of it, it's kind of been hard, but love the sport. And then going to trap shooting, it's definitely a mental sport. I know every sport has that, you know, physical and mental aspect, but trap shooting is definitely more of the mental aspect. It's more of, okay, I got to go shoot today. I have to get this score if I want this, or, you know, I missed this target. What if I miss more? What if I, you know, it's all about just like, I don't know. I've definitely struggled with that, like being able, okay, well, I can't miss another target. I've already missed like two, but it's just something you got to like push away. And our coaches really help that too. Like if somebody's having a rough day shooting, they'll help them. There's always coaches standing, two coaches at least, on the house with us. So behind us, if anybody's struggling, they'll come give pointers. And then, especially my coach, my head coach, he always tells me, just have the eye of the tiger. You know, you just have to have that confidence in yourself to shoot great. Otherwise, you know, you just have to have the confidence.
For sure.
Yeah.
And do you think balancing homework and sports is really something that's really difficult for you?
I feel like it's difficult not only for me, but for a lot of people too. I feel like it's just that thing where, on, you know, you have that practice, especially on Sundays too. Like, I'm the person to like push my homework off till Sundays, you know.
Yeah.
So to like come to trap shooting and then be like, okay, well, I'll probably get home probably around 6 o'clock because I'm a captain, so right. I have to stay the whole time and help clean up, reload targets, everything. Love doing that stuff, but I'll have to come home and see, oh, okay, do I have my homework? Oh, okay. So it's just another stress level of being like, did I do this, did I not?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And the role of captain is a very
yes.
tiring role, and it's a very big role.
Yeah,
very big
exactly.
role.
We all have to be there about at 1 o'clock, 1:15, doesn't shoot till 2, and then we stay till maybe 5:30. 5 is when the last squad ends usually, and then we load targets, pick up the speakers that we yell into call pull, and all that stuff.
And what would you say is your favorite memory from all of your years of shooting?
My favorite memory has probably been going to Nationals. That was my first year last year. It's in Mason, Michigan. And I feel like the team aspect, so I believe we brought 10 people last year, so two full squads. And I feel like my favorite memory was just like being in the hotel. We would, a couple of us would sit in the little couches in the lobby, and we would just talk, play cards till maybe like 11 o'clock, which was just a blast. I love doing that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And what do you think is the most valuable skill you've picked up from being in trap shooting?
Trap and just shooting in general is something that you'll have for a lifetime. So it's like, if you pick up a gun now and set it down, don't pick it up till 20 years later, you'll still have that muscle memory of, hey, you know, I can go out and I can shoot these targets.
Yeah.
And it's something you can teach your kids and everybody else. So
just lifelong.
Yes. Yeah.
Super fun. Good luck on the rest of your season. And thank you so much for coming in today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. That is a wrap on this week's Meet the Raider with your host, Liz Campbell. Keep tuning in this week for more sports on KYMN 95.1, The One.
Family Fair in Cannon Falls in Northfield would like to take a moment to recognize the graduating seniors from Northfield, Randolph, and Cannon Falls. Family Fair wishes you nothing but success in your future endeavors. Congratulations to each of you. Family Fair, stop in, grab the weekly ad, get a Starbucks, get what you need, and be on your way in minutes. Family Fair is our local neighborhood market that provides real values for real people in real communities.
Every day, each and every one of us at Benjamin Bus feels privileged to safely transport Northfield students to and from school and many after-school activities. We thank you for trusting Benjamin Bus with your most precious cargo, your children. At Benjamin Bus, safety is always our number one priority. Our team of drivers has over 400 years of combined experience, and they pride themselves on their record of keeping the children of this community safe. For shuttle services, events, or any of your transportation needs, contact Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines, your trusted friend on the road.
Here's this week's Raider Sports Lowdown. On Tuesday, the boys' golf team competed at the Willingers Golf Course. The varsity lineup included Hank Detley, Elias Kern, Ike Vesey, Will Cashin, and Jeb Sawyer. On Thursday, the girls' golf team competed in a best ball tournament, where Northfield's team of Emerson Garley, Danica Sorum, and Anna Jordan took the win. Emerson Garley has shot super hot this season, as she has been in the 70s in multiple occasions. The boys and girls track team competed in Red Wing this Thursday. Northfield boys won the meet and the girls finished second. Both the girls and the boys team went 1, 2, and 3 in the mile, and the boys team went 1, 2, and 3 in the 110-meter hurdles. The softball team took only wins this week as they defeated Red Wing 4-0 and Rochester Century 10-1. In the game against Rochester Century, Leah Ennedy and Courtney Graff both had 2 hits, and Riley Blandon was on the mound with 8 strikeouts. The boys' baseball team has been out of the park so far this year, as their contenders for the conference championship will be decided at the Dundas Memorial Park on Monday. This week, they competed against New Ulm, Red Wing, and Rochester Century, and they won all 3 games. Right now, they are on an 11-game winning streak. For the game against Red Wing, Nolan Thompson was on the mound, and he secured the win in only 73 pitches. Austin Kett led the bats, as he had 4 hits on the night. This week, the boys' tennis team had their team section tournament, but they aren't sending one up to the cities for state this year. The boys' lacrosse team beat Owatonna 12-9 on Monday. Then on Thursday, the Raiders had a great performance by goalie Trey Shimoda. But despite this, the onslaught of goals that were shot by the Matamidi team secured Matamidi the win. On Thursday, the girls' lacrosse team competed against Rochester JM. It went all the way into overtime, but the final score was 9-8 in Rochester's favor. That's all for this week's Raider Sports Scoreboard.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouthguard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
All right there, boys and girls, cats and kittens, dudes and dudettes. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Raider Wrap. We want to thank all of our guests here this morning. Of course, boys tennis assistant coach Mark Walensky joined us this morning, along with Josh Spitzak, the head coach for the boys baseball team, who, if you didn't hear the interview, they are on an absolute tear. And then, of course, thanks to Liz for bringing us the Meet the Raider and Evan Lowe with this week's Raider Scoreboard. If you missed any of this, you may have heard it at the end of the Meet the Raider, but for those of you just tuning in, if you want to hear back to some of those interviews, go to kymnradio.net. Go into the programs, select the Raider Wrap, and then choose today's date, and you can listen back to all what we talked about earlier today. Thanks again to you for joining in, all 6 of you, or however many. But anyhow, we want to thank you for joining us. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu until next week. We have got plenty of sunshine coming up in the next few days. It is absolutely going to be ridiculously beautiful. Sunny skies today, 71, cooling off to 49 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny skies and 75 tonight. Sunday night, a low of 53. Monday, sunny skies and 77. Monday night, clear, cooling off to only 59, and more sunshine on Tuesday. Enjoy the sunshine. We out of here. Have a good day. Talk to you later. Next week.